The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajikede Bura.
My name is Anna Rambo.
My name is Brian McClement.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Mary's research, Nigeria sets out there's an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obwizzy.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
So, it's been almost 200 days of ASU strike. Are you tired or not? Because I think I am. You know how you always say, what God cannot do does not exist. Guess what? If you've ever wanted to go to an American university, now is your chance. Webster University Ghana Campus is taking applications for its undergraduate and graduate programs for August and October intakes. I mean, you can get a scholarship to study computer science, management, psychology, media studies, or international relations. Webster also has its master's degrees in business, international relations, and human resource management. I mean, this gives you an opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US of A, USA, Europe, or Asia. If you're looking for more details on this information, all you have to do is call the number 091-223-74818. 091-223-74818 now for more details. The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajikede Bura.
My name is Anna Rambo.
My name is Brian McClement.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Mary's research, Nigeria sets out there's an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obwizzy.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
You just heard an amazing round of 16 debate, and now it's time for another. Once again, a huge thank you to all our partners and sponsors. Now, let's debate. Our first debater is our number 11 seed. He is 14 years old in SS3 at Joen College. Emmanuel Abayomi Ogunleye, welcome back to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma'am.
Emmanuel was here in March, I believe. Abayomi Ogunleye. The Emmanuel is not his name. I'm christening him. But yes, Abayomi was it March or May? Were you here for March or for May? Was it March?
May.
No, it was one Ruth Okorocha won. Yes. So that's March. Okay. So he was here in March and he was knocked out by Ruth Okorocha, who went on to win during the quarterfinals, I believe it was. Our second debater is our number 6 seed. She's 16 years old. She is in SS3 at the Apostolic Church Grammar School. The first time we met her was in 2021 during the maiden edition of I Beg to Differ. She was knocked out by Emmanuel Busari, who you met yesterday, after their match went into a tiebreaker round during the quarterfinals. Oluchi Akwarandu, welcome back to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
All right, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will support, one of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions, and then you'll each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponent made. Remember that this is not the playoffs. This is the main event. There's no do-overs. The clock is the clock. If you make an error, just keep going. Our panel of judges will judge both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation is important if you want to win. Number of opponents' points addressed is very important. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will determine who wins and who goes home. If your scores are tied and you both know what that's like, there'll be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for only new points that you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for only new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. You both know your topic. Countries should limit the number of children that a couple can have. Countries should limit the number of children a couple can have. Now let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin here to decide this. Oluchi, you are the higher ranked seed. You're going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the one that you choose, you're going to support the motion. If it lands on the other side, you're going to oppose the motion. And I'm tossing the coin now. Choose.
Tails.
Tails. Heads it is. All right. So Oluchi will be opposing that countries should limit the number of children a couple can have, while Abayomi Ogunleye will support that countries should limit the number of children a couple can have. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to go straight into round one and then straight into round two and then the results. Don't go away, Lagos.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Adekunle Bura.
My name is Anna Rabo.
My name is Brian McClements.
My name is Ola Prisis.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Mary's research, Nigeria sets out just an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
It's time now for round one, the presentation round. We're going to hear first from our number six seed, 16-year-old SS3 student at the Apostolic Church Grammar School. Actually, she's the opposer, so we're hearing from Abayomi first. Abayomi is supporting that countries should limit the number of children that a couple can have. He is 14 in SS3 at Joan College. Abayomi, your 3 minutes start now.
China, known for a strict birth policy, had a one-child limit until 2016. Like China, there are many more countries like South Korea, Nigeria, Vietnam, Turkey that have used birth policy in the past or continue to use them to control population. Good day, Madam Sandra, panel of judges, co-debater, and my esteemed audience. My name is Ogunle Abayomi, and I am here to go for the motion which says countries should limit the number of children a couple can have. To start with, looking from China's perspective, we realize that there are lots of advantages in child limits. Firstly, the one child limit helps to transform the role that women play in the Chinese society. Since families were authorized to have only one child, the role of women and girls began to grow in China. Before this policy, men get higher educational chances and career ventures from their families, in which women did not. But after the implementation of this policy, the role of women and girls began to grow because families with one girl child started to register their children in school more often, and this process allowed an entire generation of girls to enjoy life much greater than seen in the past. Secondly, there are more employment opportunities in the country because of this policy. The child policy prevented about 400 million births, and there are more employment opportunities for everyone in the country, so there's less competition to fight through when trying to get a job. If you are an only child and you're applying for the position that someone from a multi-child family wants, then you as the only child gets the top priority for filling that spot. So that is a very good advantage. Furthermore, there are numerous exemptions that family could use, including you could have a second child if you live in a rural area, and you could even have more if you have a significant agricultural work to do. Couples could also use some exceptions when their first child has problems like birth defect, disabilities, or even tragic incidents. Even if a family unit is composed of a father and mother from a one-child family, then they're allowed to have a second child. This is to show that the rule is very considerate. Also, there are financial and non-financial benefits for families under the one-child policy. Aside from the 5-year financial benefits for families who follow the one-child policy, parents could even afford more vocational and educational opportunities for their children, since it's, for their child, since it was only one child to support. Also, there are societal benefits like higher extra allowances for land for farming. You could also have a free home, free water for consumption, higher pension, good government job, and even good priorities at local hospitals. Also, the one child policy helps to In conclusion, the one-child policy can be very advantageous to Nigeria because it will help to transform the roles that women play in our society, ranging from them to a more significant role because they won't... Oh.
Thank you very much, Abayomi Ogunleye. Well done. That was brilliant. All right, let's move to our second debater, our number 16. In SS3 at the Apostolic Church Grammar School, and a veteran of I Beg to Differ as well. Oluchi Akwarando, your 3 minutes start now.
Crowd is power, and a greater skillful crowd is wealth. That's why our ancestors had many children and successors. But no one gets to the top without taking steps. And on this note, I acknowledge my esteemed moderator, panel of indisputable judges, accurate timekeeper, worthy opponent, illustrious benefactors, listeners and members all over the globe. Good day. Akwarando Oluchi by name, a proud student of the Apostolic Church Grammar School, that here to strictly deposit the motion which says country should limit the number of children couples should have. UN Declaration of Human Rights of Article 3 says everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of persons. The goal is the need to cater adequately for the citizens, and not the how to limit the population. Without more first, follow me as I unveil the truth. To start with, it's a total violation of human rights. One of the fundamental human rights of person is the right and liberty to procreation. In 1968 proclamation from International Conference on Human Rights, it was said that the number of children in a family is a basic right of parents. If it is enshrined in the human fundamental right of person, who are we then to impeach on those rights? Secondly, sex imbalance. Reduction in the number of children couples can have leads to demographic sex ratio. The one-child policy implemented in China led to the birth of more men than women, and results have shown that from 1979 to 1984, over 30 million men were giving birth to 30 million men were giving birth to compared to women, which led to the dominance of the male gender than the female gender, and they tend to be more violent and occupy more position in the society. Thirdly, increasing military size. Increasing the number of individuals in the society leads to increase in military size and military supply, while an increase in skillful military population leads to increase in technological advancement, which would allow for the production of military sophisticated weapons, and this helps in winning war with other countries. Furthermore, it causes underutilization of available resources. Limiting the number of children couples can have brings about population decrease, thereby reducing the capacity of production. And this leads to skyrocketing of goods and services in the market. In addition, it leads to economic collapse. Population limits leads to full total economic collapse, because as the older men leave the workforce and labor force, there will be lead to unknown younger generations to sustain the economy. Population boom should lead to economic boom, so as to create a serene environment for inhabitants. Also, it improves the corporate image of the society. A little secret: Nigeria is not just called the giant of Africa for no reason. Nigeria is called the giant of Africa because of its mass population. And other countries like USA, Russia, China are popular because of its population. If countries like South Korea, Turkey, Canada, Ethiopia are providing incentives for couples to give birth to more children, I'm very sure they know population increase is advantageous to the economy and image of the country. Let's not forget that it leads to unwanted pregnancy and abortion. Limiting the number of children couples can have lead to inadequate satisfaction of both spouses, which leads to unwanted pregnancy and abortion. And in the long run, death. Not to forget, it leads to increase in per capita income. No country has ever reached high income level with low urbanization. Population growth increases density. And let's not forget, the higher the population, the higher the production. And the higher the production, the higher the per capita income of any country. Also, it reduces redundancies. Limiting the number of children couples can have leads to wastage of resources that should have profited the people, but are left unused and redundant, because the population is not enough to maximize the available resources. And let's not also forget that it leads to cheaper and availability of products. My moderator and audience, let's remember that having an increasing population leads to...
Thank you. Thank you very much, Oluchi Akwarando there. She's our number 6 seed. She's 16 in SS3 at the Apostolic Church Grammar School. We met her in 2021. She was knocked out in the quarterfinals, and now she is back debating that countries should limit the number of children a couple can have. All right, it's time now for the rebuttal round. This time we'll start with the motion opposer. Oluchi, your 2 minutes start now.
All protocols duly and respectfully observed. I still stand on the existing protocol that countries should not limit the number of children couples should have. Firstly, my opponent made mention of transforming the role of women in the society due to the one-child policy. But let me remind you that results has also shown that from 30 to 60 million female individuals died due to abortion and unwanted pregnancy. Now, is that an activist for women? No, I don't think so. Secondly, you said opportunity. Employment opportunity. Wow, let me shock you that in an increasing population, everybody tends to be occupied and relevant in the society. And necessity, like they say, is the mother of invention. But in a fewer population, everybody tends to be comfortable. There is no striving, there is no competition, there is no survival. Everybody tends to be comfortable. And comfortability, like they say, is the killer of destiny. But in an increasing population, everybody tends to create, everybody tends to innovate, and everybody tends to elevate. Thirdly, you made mention of exemption. Well, don't you think that is inequality? It was unequally enforced in the rural area in China. You are allowed to give birth to 2 children. In the urban area in China, you're allowed to strictly adhere to the one-child policy. That is inequality, my opponent. Fourthly, you also mentioned financial benefits. What do you care more about? The financial benefit or the interest and the opinion of your society? Abraham Lincoln defined government as the government of the people, by the people, and of the people. If law that is imposed is not for the people, by the people, and of the people, then that law is a bad governance. You also say social amenity. In an increasing population, there is social amenity because everybody tends to strive. Everybody tends to think. Let me give you my opponent. Please help me contrast and compare. Countries are China, USA, and Nigeria. Which of which has an increasing population and which of which is striving and has more social amenities? You also said, in conclusion, it helps to transform the role of women in the society. I strictly beg to differ because it still brought down the transformation of women activists in the country. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Oluchi Akwarandu. Well done. Yinka, I think you should get her water. Abayomi Ogunle, your 2 minutes for rebuttals start now.
Thank you, Madam Sandra. I would like to oppose some of my opponent's points and also clarify some of my points. You said that the one-child policy would help to have a bad economy. Well, that was wrong because China today has implemented that economy, child policy, and they still have a very good and effective economy till now. And also, you said Nigeria, you said that a good population is very good. A much population is very good. Well, that is bad because with the population of Nigeria, 205,668,183 people, as at June 1, 2020, we rank the seventh most populous country. And by 2050, we can become the third most populous country, which would be very dangerous to our economy. So, but using child limits, we could help to reduce and control our economy. And this can help us to have a very good economy. Also, it could provide... Also, you said that it leads to wastage of resources. Well, that is wrong because when there's more resources, people in the country tend to be more good and everything tends to seem better. Also, you said that with a very good, very much population, then we would have, everybody would be striving to and we have good social amenities. Well, that is wrong. Look at Nigeria. We are the seventh most populous country in the world. Look, we have poor amenities. No electricity, street lights are very rare, only on the highways, and a lot of things, just a few to mention. Also, you said that it helps to reduce population. Well, that is the main purpose of child limit. It is meant to reduce the population, reduce and control, so that we could have a very, very good economy. Also, you said that there were mandatory abortions. Well, that is wrong, because we have lots of voluntary abortions, because most people have the desire to have male children rather than female children. But with the child, with the people giving birth to females, then they have then there are more voluntary abortions because they wanted to have the males rather than the females. Also, he said that it would not be well. Look at the child policy. We could also people could also use thank you.
Abayomi Ogunleye, well done. Great work.
Good job to both of you. Thank you for making the job of the judges difficult. We will take our first break. When we come back, we'll see if there's a tie. If there's no tie, we'll see if there's a clear winner. And we'll see who our final water finalist is. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, Lagos. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Adekunle Barrow.
My name is Anna Rabo.
My name is Brian McClements.
My name is Olaf Bissek.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Mary's research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 4:54 at the moment, and the results are in. Thank you so much to both of you for a wonderful debate. But I always say there can only be one winner. In the presentation round, Abayomi Ogunleye scored 31. Oluchi Akwarandu scored 46. For presentation style, Abayomi Ogunleye scored 23. Oluchi Akwarandu scored 20. In the rebuttal round, Abayomi Ogunleye scored 20. Oluchi Akwarandu scored 23. In the rebuttal round, the judges scored Abayomi 23 for style and scored Oluchi Akwarandu 20 for style. The debater moved on to their Beg to Differ quarterfinal with 109 points to 97 points. Is Oluchi Akwarandu. Congratulations to you and well done.